This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, November the 20th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We here on From a Woman's Perspective have been focusing on life's moments and encouraging you to embrace kindness and include it in every day you live. It is something we all have to give, and it costs us nothing. Some of you have let me know you feel being kind is a sign of weakness. And my answer is that being kind is actually the opposite. It's actually a sign of strength. When you're kind, you show yourself discipline and create a positive ripple effect that is immeasurable in the effect it has on others and the world. You'll never regret acting from your heart and giving with no expectation of something in return. You can never be too kind. Yet a day filled with kindness still leaves room for everything else you aspire to achieve. And in fact, the warm feelings being kind gives you will fuel you and enhance you as you go. So yes, resolve always to be kind, and then ask yourself, what else do I want to do with my days? You have thousands of moments daily to reflect on what makes you happy and what will fulfill you. You can be informed, be inspired, be engaged in life, and do whatever it takes to get you to your goals. You have time to do and be and live your best. Don't fear change. View it as challenges you encounter as a catalyst that will take you forward. A detour, the longer way around, still gets you to your destination. You are in the driver's seat. However, no matter how big a load you're carrying, you need to realize that there are others around you who are willing and able to help you. The experts of the From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you. Whether you have questions about your wealth, health, home, or other things, you can be sure your questions will be welcomed and addressed. We are here for you, and we will show you the road to living well. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to just call me at 416-504-6777. So yes, opt to be kind each day, but also know that what you opt to do next counts. You can make each day a good one and live well as you move towards your goals. Small steps or big ones, what's most important is that you go forward being kind and staying focused on doing what it takes to be well and happy in your life. Remember your past, focus on your future, and work and live each day as best you can. Now is all we really have, so commit to making today the best day you can. Now we'll start today's show with an important message, and then we're going to learn about investing for our future from Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group. I am Marilyn Weston, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective, right here, right now.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Senior Wealth Advisor Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
So what are we talking about today?
One of the biggest mistakes that couples make in planning their retirement. I'll never forget the time that I was discussing insurance with a couple when she said, I want to ring the bell. referring to receiving the payout from her husband's life insurance policy. But that was a one-off, and it was said jokingly. Usually, we don't want to really think about what receiving life insurance payouts means because of what's happened. Instead, many people can't wait to get rid of their insurance and save the expense as they prepare to move into retirement. The kids are grown and gone. The house is paid for. You have a career's worth of savings accumulated. You might be asking, what do we need it for? And far too often, this becomes one of the biggest mistakes couples make in their retirement planning, canceling their life insurance. Unfortunately, many survivors have found out the hard way that that single decision took away one of the most powerful tools available to protect their financial independence and security for their future. On average, a female baby boomer can expect to outlive her husband by 10 to 15 years and experience an average decline in income of about 40%. This income decline is the result of a combination of factors, including the loss of government benefits, reduced pensions, higher taxes. When you retire with the mortgage paid off and money saved, it doesn't mean your risks have gone away. Rather, your risks have changed. What that insurance money would be there for has changed. It's shifted from protecting your family during your working years to protecting each other's retirement should one of you outlive the other. It's there to replace lost retirement income. Before rushing to make the decision to cancel your life insurance, here are three things to do with your advisor and work with them on. Start by running a survivor scenario in your retirement plan. If something had happened to one of you yesterday, what would the survivor's retirement income look like? Will they be able to live comfortably for their lifetime? Next, if your savings aren't enough, what options would a survivor have? Is there a property that can be sold? Are there assets that can be converted into income-generating assets to fill the gap? If not, or if the choices simply aren't palatable, have your advisor determine the amount of life insurance that you should consider having and carrying into retirement with you to protect each other's retirement and financial security. And finally, work with your advisor to review your current life insurance policies. Are they adequate? Are they the right type of coverage and kind of coverage? Maybe you can eliminate some, but maybe you need to keep some. Do the policies need to be changed in any way? Or do you potentially need to add some new coverage if you qualify? Making sure that each other and your family will be okay in the event one survives the other is a circumstance that most married couples consider during their working years. It is a circumstance that we recommend you also consider as you look toward retirement. We certainly want you to plan a long, happy, healthy, active life together. Protecting each other in the event of what if will put your minds at ease and allow you to enjoy the freedom retirement brings.
Well, that's solid, good information. If anyone listening wants to talk about evaluating how their retirement will look, the Farwell Group is there for you. Leslie, Darren, and the team. So just call 416-863-7501. Ask your questions, get your answers, and don't make the biggest mistake couples can make in retirement by giving up their life insurance. Leslie, thank you for that good information.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Talk to you soon. Next, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us her weekly tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto and our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to come, all of it from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and my team here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
So last week I talked about beating burnout, how to restore balance to our lives, and I talked about five signs that your body's out of balance. Today I really wanted to talk about how to bring our body back into balance. So really the step one is to really reprioritize what's really important and think about what matters to us most. Chances are it's probably not the laundry or the next meeting or emails or buying a nicer couch. Many of the things that really take up our to-do list on a daily basis, for most of us, the most important thing are really the intangible items, our health, our relationships, and our family. And really, we want to prioritize these things. We really need to put self-care at the top of the list. And we really need to devote more energy to these kinds of things. So when we think about the priorities, the things that are going to really make a difference to our lives, it really helps to really put into place some of the steps we need to make in order to make changes in our lives. And of course, we want to recognize where we need help. So certainly if there's pain, if there's inflammation, if there's issues around anxiety or depression, it's really important to get the right person. And certainly from a naturopathic standpoint, as a naturopathic doctor, I really focus on treating the whole person, treating the mental, emotional, the physical issues. And really often I will do functional testing to really remove the guesswork and to help identify really the underlying physical issues such as hormonal imbalances, and really look at a holistic approach to really allow supporting the body and really putting an effective plan in place to basically get the body back in a good shape. So if people want to get some more information from me about how to restore balance to their health, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
905-707-2001. Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, a holistic approach to your health. All you have to do is call Dr. Betty and you'll get a 15-minute consultation at no charge, either by phone or in person. It pays to address your health and the stress that comes with your life and do it so that you stay healthy, and Dr. Betty is happy to help you. 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to speaking to you again next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
If you've been focusing on things other than your health, you may need to set a to-do list. I did. I had my eyes checked, just had a mammogram and colonoscopy, and next I'm booking my hearing test with Edmund Ivazian of the Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. It's important to look after yourself. And to tell us how to best look after our ears, we have Edmund Ivazian on the line. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I regularly use what Darren Farwell says, you don't know what you don't know. And knowing things and why things are the way they are is meaningful and useful to make sure you take the right action in all aspects of life. This brings me to my happy story for this week. Now, we recently met some sisters who came in to get their hearing tested together. The older sister, Dawn, has been living with constant tinnitus in both ears, and her younger sister, Liz, feels like she must regularly repeat herself when she speaks with Dawn. Now, Dawn's primary concern was to see if we could get rid of her tinnitus. Well, you've heard me say this before. People with tinnitus usually have an underlying hearing loss as well. This was no exception. Dawn has a moderate hearing loss in both ears. The fun part of this story is what happened when we put amplified speech into Dawn's ears. Dawn suddenly had a look of surprise on her face. When I asked her what she was feeling, she replied, "This is amazing. The ringing in my ears is gone." Now, what Dawn was experiencing is what many people experience when they have tinnitus. When the ears and the brain get sufficient input from an external amplified source, they usually feel a sudden decrease of their tinnitus. Sometimes even it completely knocks it out. Naturally, Dawn and Liz were thrilled to be able to hear better too. Now, hearing well results in so many benefits to your overall health and well-being, but at the same time, it improves relationships. We always encourage people to start getting their hearing tested in their 50s to establish baselines, but also to catch hearing loss early on.
So, Edmund, I want to book a hearing test appointment for myself as well. I think that you said I could do it annually, and I'm long overdue. So if someone wants to talk to you about tinnitus or looking after their hearing and their ears, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
Look after your ears. You only have one pair. And if you suffer from tinnitus, know that there's a remedy, and Edmund Ivazian and his team at Hearing Aid Source Centers can help you. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund. I look forward to having another happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Our lives have been put on hold in some ways, but now, if you've been double-vaxxed, you're able to do a little more. And if that includes finding someone new to share your life with, we have the perfect person to help you. Our Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting conversation this week on Thursday. I had a client call in. She was actually a client about 15 years ago. And lovely woman, and she met a lovely guy, and the two of them got married, and they've been married for quite a number of years, very, very happy together. And unfortunately, he had brain cancer and died. And so she was coming back to join the service. It had been a couple years since he passed away. And she said to me, you know, Linda, I only had to meet one person. John was the first person I met, and I want to do that again this time, she says, because, you know, I really hate dating. And I said, well, I'm not sure that's going to happen again this time. Sometimes it takes a few dates with a few people you're not that interested in before you meet somebody you really like. So it was interesting for me to hear, you know, that because I had kind of forgotten about them and how they'd met after one date. It's not that unusual. People do. But usually people have to go on a few dates before they meet somebody that they connect with.
Well, the idea is that you do match people and they do meet the right person after they meet some nice people, but it's about mm-hmm. meeting the perfect person and everybody's different. So if someone right. wants to proceed with you, how do they find out more about matchmaking in 2021?
Well, I'm always happy to have a free conversation, so I'll do an interview with you. It's no obligation or cost to you, and it'll give you a better idea of how the service works, what you can expect from us. I get some history about you so I know who might be a better match for you after sort of getting to know you a little bit better. The best thing to do is call in, find out more about the service, maybe do an interview, and then we can give you an idea if we have enough people in your area that meet your criteria that it's worth you spending the money. So that's sort of the first order of business. If you're a little shy to pick up the phone, we have a chat feature on our website. You can ask any questions you might have. It's not a robot or a computer answering your questions. It's an actual person on the other end. And I'm always happy to answer your questions and give you more information on the service.
Well, I have your toll-free number, and since we have listeners throughout the province, I'm going to give it out. 1-877-334-9041. It is possible to have someone new in your life, and it may take more than one date, but the success ratio that our matchmaker, Cupid Linda Miller, has is over 75%. So give her a call, 1-877-334-9041, and explore the possibilities. Thank you, Linda.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Now we'll get our weekly health tip from Dr. Vivian Brown, and then Realtor Melanie Martin will join us with her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by a visit with our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. Nice to be here.
Pleasure to have you, and I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Well, what I want to talk about is a guideline that just came out about a month ago to family doctors and all doctors in Ontario, and it is from the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario, as well as from the Chief Medical Officer of Health. And what they discussed was the fact that early in the pandemic, the guidance for doctors was to do as much as possible virtually and only see a person in person if it was absolutely necessary. Now that the pandemic is not as severe, now that we've got lots of protective equipment, now that we've got the ability to do in-person visits without putting people at risk because of vaccination, we know that there are some things that have to be done in person. For example, a pap test or immunizing a baby or even seeing somebody with a lump of some kind or another. And what the college has now told us is that we need to strike the right balance between virtual and in-person care. It no longer is suggested that virtual care is the priority. The priority is the patient, and we have to do what each patient needs.
Well, that's good information to know. That means that when we call our doctor, we can ask for an in-person visit and it's possible to have one. Am I right?
Correct. And, you know, your doctor should be seeing you in person if you haven't been seen for a year or two, depending on what the problem is, depending on your age, depending on what drugs you're on. And we can do that safely, and we should be doing that, especially for our older patients. So I think it's important that you know that we have the guideline from the College of Physicians and Surgeons that encourages in-person visits when they're needed. It's no longer virtual only.
Well, thank you for making us aware of our options. It's important to know healthy aging, we need to take charge of our health. One good way is to have the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It's 8 proven ways to keep you vibrant, happy, and strong. It's useful advice. All you have to do to get a copy is order one for me, Marilyn Weston, at my store. It's a signed copy, so you can gift it to yourself or to others, and it's invaluable advice. The number, 416-504-6777. And Dr. Brown's books are also available in every good bookstore, and I'm sure your local bookstore will order it in if they have run out of it. Amazon.com is also a resource. All you have to do is ask for it. A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Thank you for making us aware of our options, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn. It's a pleasure.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Over 100 acres with a house on it and some lake access for $850,000. A fully renovated home near amenities with land, lots of land, under $400,000.
These are just some of the deals of properties north of Toronto that realtor Melanie Martin has described here. You don't know what you don't know unless you have a realtor who knows what's what, and Melanie Martin has experience and access to everything for sale north of Toronto. And she joins us today with her deal of the week, and I think more. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And you're right when you say more, because really what I wanted to talk about a little bit today is we look at properties and we're browsing through what we can see for what we want, let's say a piece of land up north, and you look at the price and you look at the piece of land and you say, maybe that's not a deal of the week, Marilyn. Maybe this property that I'm going to talk about today is not a deal because I feel the price is maybe a little too high. But that's not where it ends. That's where it begins. So what I want to say is that we do the research. Now, I'm going to talk about a two-acre property that's just north of Barrie and maybe halfway between Barrie and Orillia. It's only a block or so from the Lake Simcoe. There's beach access. There's a lot of amenities there. But it's a two-acre parcel that, to me, it is $849.9, and I feel that is high. So what I wanted to say was, maybe it's not a deal of the week today at $849.9, but if I do some research and maybe find out that this two-acre property might be severable, in other words, maybe we can put two homes on it. We don't know yet. This is just the beginning of the search. So what I was going to say is that today my deal of the week may not be a deal, but if we really do the research and find out more about this property, well, it may be a deal at the end of the line. So perhaps the price will change, or perhaps the information on it will change and we'll see the value in the current price.
So basically you're saying that if there's a listing, it doesn't mean that you have to pay that price, but that you do research, you look to see what the real value is, and you're the GPS for your clients so they don't have regrets afterwards.
This is true because, you know, before I even talk to my client about this property, I'm going to be in touch with the township. I'm going to make sure, is this under a Lake Simcoe conservation? Is there potential to sever? What are the amenities in the area? And what will it cost for development fees if we're going to build on this parcel? So there's a lot to do before I even make that call.
So you're an advocate for your clients. You have a good knowledge of what's for sale north of Toronto. And I guess if anyone's looking for a home or land, and maybe lots of land, all they really have to do is give you a call. So what's your number, Melanie?
Yes, please call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Melanie Martin with a YN.com. There's a link and the phone number on my website, marilyns.ca, under sponsor experts. Well, you are a sponsor, you are an expert, and I'm happy that you're an advocate for the people that we send you, because I'm sure that working with you, they won't be disappointed when they actually do decide to take you up on a deal of the week, Melanie.
Yes, Marilyn, I take care of my peeps.
Thank you very much. 1-800-357-4193. Ask your questions, get your answers, and move forward confidently. Thank you, Melanie, again, and look forward to your deal next week.
Yes, Marilyn. Have a lovely week.
You too. Now our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking, joins us so we can learn how to create harmony in our lives and in all the spaces we occupy and more. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I loved your introduction again this week about kindness.
Thank you.
It's awesome. I agree with you. And as a feng shui coach, every adjustment we consider is all about good, clean living. And our lives should be about ethics and kindness, paying things forward and being considerate about our actions and what we're leaving for our next generation. It all rolls into one big piece here. It doesn't take a lot to be kind and considerate. Each religion even has a code of ethics, a similar list of thou shalt nots and honor thy families. But what I'm finding these days, Marilyn, is that many people are fearful of the unknown. They're discouraged to have some of life's goals put on hold and perhaps disappointed or feeling like you've fallen through the cracks. And it does take a village to raise a child and make a positive influence in the world. We have to be aware of that. Almost every family has been disrupted this past year, and many are still trying to find a new normal. And many people are frustrated with a situation that has no answers, but that doesn't mean you can't find something to be thankful for. And if you need to, get some help. It's important. We're going to move into the topic of the work-life balance here today. There's still people trying to sort out this work and study at home stuff. You know, like, are we working at home or are we living at work? So it's awkward. I've morphed some of my services to help people find practical solutions to life's problems, big and small. And sometimes it takes a third party to suggest a change, a system to find function in your space. And wouldn't it be great if we could all be productive at home with less stress and without feeling like we're living exclusively in chaos? You know, that's what people are telling me. My home and office rescue helps to determine working boundaries within the family, and as well, sorting out what's really needed for everyone's work and study tasks so everyone can thrive. We're all making new memories today, so let's make sure they're positive ones. Be kind to one another. And as you know, there's more ways to learn about feng shui. I've got a brand new podcast, Feng Shui Your Day. So you can look for me on Spotify, search for Feng Shui Your Day for access, tips and musings and interviews that you can listen in anytime, every single day. There's more information on my website, katherinewilking.com, or call me and let's chat, 905-599-2693. And you too can have a Feng Shui Day.
Well, Feng Shui is obviously more than just pushing furniture around.
It is.
And home and office rescue sounds the right thing at the right time for a lot of us who are working from home.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone wants to talk to Katherine about Feng Shui, about creating balance in their life and finding a stress-free way of living in your space, it's easy. All you have to do is call Katherine at 905-599-2693. 93, or log on to my website, sponsor expert list, and the contact information is there. Katherine, you have great wisdom and talent, and thank you for talking about home office rescue.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you, Katherine.
Bye now.
I'm now an official card-carrying member of CARP. The recent From a Woman's Perspective shows have been focusing on kindness and World Kindness Day, November 13th. It is something we all can do all year round. It costs us nothing, and the returns are beneficial to both the person who gives of themselves and the recipient of the kindness. We all can be kind to ourselves, to our friends and family, to those whose lives touch ours, and if we wish, our kindness and good actions can extend beyond our immediate grasp to all Canadians and all who follow us. We can impact on our country and make big things happen. How, you may ask, can one person do this? Well, it's easy. Simply join the hundreds of thousands of adults over 45 who are now members of CARP and advocates for better health care, improved financial security, and freedom from ageism for older Canadians and more. I've now signed up for CARP Action and will get updates on advocacy campaigns so I can participate. A little voice, mine or yours, can join with other CARP members, and then we can take pride in our efforts as members to make positive changes to our society. Together, we can support a healthier, happier, more financially secure future. We can leave a legacy for future generations. The organization exists. It's CARP. It offers the platform for advocacy as well as benefits and community. It's there for us. All we need to do is join and add our voices to the many. That's what I've done, and you can do that too. Simply log on to carp.ca. The link is on my website, marylins.ca, under Sponsor Expert Team as well. Explore opportunities CARP offers. And then, when you're ready to stand with the CARP members across Canada, sign on. And your voice will not only matter, it will affect change and have power. Next Saturday, I have more information about CARP to share. In the meantime, it's there for you to explore. That's carp.ca. C-A-R-P.ca. After a couple of short messages, I'm going to join you as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get a fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and chat with Senior Move Manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And once again, I can share another way I've chosen to make a difference. For over 40 years, I've been a personal stylist at my store Marilyn's on Spadina. I've dressed women from all over the world. My store is now open by appointment only, but the pleasure I have in dressing women has not waned. Last week, a client who'd purchased a wardrobe around my Marilyn's Comfort Wear by Up called. She wished to exchange the long-sleeve ocelot bamboo jacket that she'd purchased for a black one. Her wardrobe package included black and ocelot pants with pockets, matching sleeveless tops, bra-friendly tank tops in black and sand, and jackets in sand and ocelot, but not black because she felt her own black cardigan would work. When she called me and asked to return the ocelot jacket in exchange for a black one, I immediately said yes. We set a date and time to meet at my shop, Marilyn's, and then I thought about it. The ocelot jacket gave Marie options she'd lose if she didn't have it. You should know Marie is petite, about 5'1", so ocelot jacket paired with matching pants suited up and looked great. The jacket also tied as a bolero over her black top and pants. The ocelot jacket would be an on-trend, stylish refresh to her black, brown, and sand clothing that are in her closet already. When Marie paired her ocelot pant and jacket, she could slip on her black or sand tank top over the jacket and achieve a long-sleeved outfit that was completely different. As a jacket, it was useful, but it also morphed into a long-sleeved top, and when she wanted an ocelot shawl or scarf, the jacket easily did that job too. So when Marie and I met, I showed her again the possibilities and versatility the jacket offered her, and she agreed with me. She kept the ocelot jacket and bought a black one as well. By creating lines of color, by layering, by being able to slip a long sleeve under her down vest or sleeveless tops, she was able to now create more looks and have the continuity of pairing top and bottom of colors, which worked well for her. It gave her a vertical line of color, so she looked taller and slimmer. Dressing to look your best each day lifts your spirits. It gives you confidence, and when you look good, you feel better. As Marilyn Weston, wardrobe doctor, I show my clients how to mix, match, and layer their clothes and encourage them to experiment and widen their perspective and accept new looks and merge them with their own personal style. Fashion is a buffet that offers perpetual variety. It's up to you to select from the offerings and build a wardrobe that speaks positively for you. It's possible to create a wonderful wardrobe statement and look like a million with some effort, an open mind, and as few as 8 pieces of clothing. When you're ready to update or refresh your look, please feel free to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be your personal stylist, your wardrobe doctor. My number, 416-504-6777. Please feel free to call me when you want my help or to build your wardrobe and organize your closet.
You can start by using my closet organizing instructions. They're posted on my website, marylins.ca. Your gently used excess items can serve your needy neighbors, and the items you keep can be the foundation of your wardrobe this season. Remember, clothes on hangers are just clothes. They become a comfortable wardrobe when you own your look, when you wear clothes that look great and fit your body, your spirit, and your lifestyle. When you do visit me, I'm certain you'll be amazed at how layering, mixing, matching, and improvising can create countless looks and give you a wardrobe that speaks for you and gives you confidence. One call to me is all it takes, and then I'll be your personal stylist and your wardrobe doctor. And when you mention that you're a listener of From a Woman's Perspective, you'll save my fee, and I'll also promise you a gift that I'll select for you personally. Dressing well is an art, and it gives me great pleasure to see women dress so they look their best and feel great. So please do call me when you're ready and get started. 416-504-6777. We'll talk more next week. I'll take a moment now and then return as your host, and we'll get our fitness tip from Christine, the health coach, and then speak with Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylins.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylins.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Why exercise? Exercise puts a spark back into your life. Do you feel too tired or too out of shape to enjoy your life? Regular physical activity can improve energy levels, makes you feel better, and increases your confidence about your physical appearance. Exercise can be fun and social. Exercise and physical activity can be enjoyable. They give you a chance to unwind, enjoy the outdoors, or simply engage in activities that make you happy. Physical activity can help you also connect with your family or friends in a fun social setting. The bottom line on exercise and physical activity are great ways to feel better, boost your health, and have fun. For most healthy adults, here are some guidelines. Aerobic activity. Get at least 150 minutes of moderate aerobic activity or 75 minutes of vigorous activity a week, or a combination of moderate and vigorous together. The guidelines suggest that you spread out this exercise during the course of a week. Also, strength training. Do strength training exercises for all major muscle groups at least 2 to 3 times a week. Aim to do a single set of each exercise using a weight or resistance level heavy enough to tire out your muscles after about 12 to 15 repetitions. Now, if you want any more information or you would like to meet specific fitness goals, call me at 416-809-4084 for a complimentary consultation on how to get started, or you can visit my website, christinethehealthcoach.com.
416-809-4084. Call Christine, and you'll be able to put the spark back into your life using exercise. Thank you, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving Seniors with a Smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marylins.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
You plan to declutter, but you don't. You hope to sell your home and buy a condo, but you haven't because you want to prepare and stage your home. When you wish you could downsize and get organized but feel overwhelmed, you can turn to someone whose experience will save you money, time, and stress. Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. And she joins us now, even though she's preparing for another move. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, people can save themselves all kinds of stress if they talk to me early enough to plan their project effectively. My happy story this week's about a woman who did just that. Julia caught part of your show the weekend before last, and she wrote down my name and number and called me to book a time to meet. We set up an appointment for my complimentary consultation, and I learned then that Julia was getting all kinds of advice by well-meaning friends on how she should go about decluttering and how she should sell some stuff herself online. But she didn't really want to do all that, and she hopes to remain in her house for at least a couple more years. After learning more about Julia, her current situation, and her goals going forward, we talked about her options and my recommendations for her specifically. Even though I could have started working with her right away on her decluttering project, I suggested to Julia that we wait for now. When Julia's ready to downsize and move into a retirement residence suite, we can approach things then methodically and strategically for her. We'll be able to space plan properly and determine what she'll have room for in her new suite and what she'll want to get rid of. In Julia's case, I believe that an online auction would serve her very well, and she'll be able to see a return on some of her items. We can schedule everything to be more cost-effective for Julia, and you know what? She had tears of relief in her eyes when I left her. Sure, I want Julia's business, and she definitely wants to work with me when the time comes. When she signed our client agreement, I assured her that even if she doesn't do anything for a couple of years, that I'd honor our current rates, even with the likelihood that ours will increase. Julia's happy now that she has an expert in her corner with a plan, and I felt good about her recommendations, even if it is a situation of gratification delayed for both of us. I found that kindness in word and deed is often just saying and doing the next right thing. This way we have a happy client even before we start.
Well, I never knew that you did online auctions for clients, and I think that's wonderful because they can recoup money. Is that something you do when you're dealing with people?
I do it for certain situations, and that's the importance of people contacting me early so that we can come up with a plan that works for them. Sometimes it's not economically the best plan, and I always make recommendations on what's best for the client. So in this case, it's a great plan, but it's not for some clients. It just depends on what they have and the items they have and the size of the items they have and all kinds of things. So, yeah.
So your vast experience benefits your clients, and you are the expert in their corner. If someone wants to talk to you about downsizing, moving, getting some advice in advance of making their plans maybe to move and sell, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, Moving Seniors with a Smile. When you deal with Lori, you get honesty, sincerity, kindness, and she'll leave you with a smile. Again, the number, 416-697-8106. Thank you for sharing that story. And if Julia's listening, thanks for listening, Julia.
Oh, I'm sure she is, because she was just so happy to have heard the part of that show. So that's great. She'll be listening more often, I think, because she enjoyed it. So you take care. Have a great week. And we'll talk next week.
And I look forward to another happy story, Lori. Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. If only I'd fixed the stairs. If only I'd refreshed the bathroom and added the things I needed to prevent a slip and fall. If onlys and regrets are common, and the injuries incurred are painful reminders of what could have been avoided. To explain how to make your home safe as well as beautiful, our expert, accessibility expert, Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, joins us now. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And I can't tell you how many times I have talked to clients and they wish they would have met me either a couple months ago, years ago, because they wish they knew the opportunities that they had before they got involved with their contractor or making changes to their home. And it could be something as simple as the outside of your home right now. If you have steps that are not level and you're stepping on them and they shake and wobble and you don't have railings to get inside your house, these are simple fixes. We can do something for you right before the winter hits and you don't have that fall and risk of injury. And then inside the bathroom, there are so many different ideas and solutions for you out there to get rid of barriers that are preventing you from living your best life. And what I mean by that is when you enter your bathroom right now and you have a nice big soaker tub, but you either can't get into it or you can get into it, but you can't get out of it, we have solutions that can enable you to live that life and get into your shower and bathe again. So if you want, we can cut out the middle of your bathtub and make the step nice and short. So it could be 6 inches instead of 18 or 20 that I've seen before, Marilyn. Also, if you just want to get rid of the tub and get a new shower, a walk-in shower with nice new luxurious tiles and nice finishes, that's what we specialize in. So there's no more fearing getting into your bathtub. We can build you a brand new shower, and while we're at it, we can renovate the entire bathroom and make it accessible and beautiful for you. There's so many different areas in the home that we can improve, and it doesn't have to be huge dollars. There's easy and simple solutions out there, and that's what my specialty is when I come to your house and make sure that you can live your best life in your home, and we call that the forever home.
Well, the forever home and avoiding slips and falls wherever it is, it's not just about age. It's about just having safe solutions. Somebody at 15 or 10 can still slip in a bathtub or on a broken stair and injure themselves. And you're all about finding solutions after you've identified hazards. So what do you recommend people do if they really need to audit their home and find out what are those things that could possibly harm themselves or their guests or members of their family?
Yeah, that's a great question. And like you said, it's avoiding that hazard. And what are the solutions that we can come up with? So we've created the Total Home Safety Check. And I talk about this week after week because of how valuable it is. If you're living in a house and you have problems, you can't get into your front door because there's too many steps. You can't get into your bathtub because you can't get into it. It's just too high. Your kitchen is outdated. Anything to do with accessibility or access is what we specialize in. And I can come to your home and give you a full assessment and give you ideas associated with pricing so you know exactly what it's going to cost. And I put together a Total Home Safety Check report. So you'll get a document with pictures and how much things are going to cost to implement into your home. And there's no obligation. You do not have to implement anything. You can do it when you're ready, but I call it your roadmap for the future. So you will have this booklet and this report, and you'll know exactly what we can do, what's possible, and how much it's going to cost. So that's the Total Home Safety Check. And it is an $89.95 assessment, Marilyn.
Well, you know, I've heard companies advertise that kind of assessment, but it isn't connected with prices under $100. It's usually thousands of dollars if you want something on paper. Talk is cheap, but putting it on paper and living up to it, I admire you for doing that, Daniel. So a roadmap for your future, a Total Home Safety Check. What about a show special?
Absolutely. So if you are interested in this Total Home Safety Check, I'd love to help you out. And for the first three callers today, I can give that away for free, so it won't be any charge to you. You'll get that full report, and you can call me directly at 647-206-6409.
647-206-6409. Accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin will give you his advice. Map it out, and you'll have a roadmap for your future, and you'll do it once, but you'll do it right, and it won't have to be repeated. Daniel, thank you for all that good information. I look forward to a happy story from you next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
Once again, time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, and Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. I hope we all have resolved to be kind to one another and as well move on with our lives despite having been held hostage by COVID. We can brighten our days with the sparks radiating from our acts of kindness. We can move towards our goals as well. We can plan to do what we need to make ourselves happy and fulfilled, tackle small projects and work to accomplish our bigger ones. All we need do is focus, take charge of our lives and make things happen. We can seek the information we need to accomplish whatever it is we set our minds to and know that the From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly do what they can to make your journey easier. We are an email or call away, and our contact information is on my website. I'll repeat it again, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. And as always, you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. When kindness is part of your day, your smile is currency to give happiness and enrich your life and lives of others. Know, too, that hard, cold cash, when used for a good cause, either to get you what you want or to help others, that cash can be translated through a warm act of kindness to something beyond just paper currency. It's the vehicle to buying what adds positivity and warmth to your life and the lives of others. So spend money wisely and smile often while you tackle whatever challenges come your way. And work towards achieving your goals. Do be kind and also ask, what's next? And stay engaged in life and do whatever you need to do to live well and be happy. Remember, when you choose to be kind over being right, you'll never have regrets. So as this hour ends, I hope you've listened and learned a little about several things. And beyond this hour, I hope you will implement what you found useful and share what you learned with others. Have a good day, a great weekend, and stay well and safe until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care. And remember, be kind.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.